December 10, 1929. Perfect balance of God in His works. Triple balance. I was feeling all abandoned in the divine will, and continuing to do my acts in it. I heard a voice that whispered to my ear, "How tired I am." I felt stirred by this voice, and I wanted to know who it might be that was tired. And my sweet Jesus, moving and making Himself heard in my interior, told me, "My daughter, it is I myself, I who feel all the weight of so much waiting. And this produces such tiredness in me, that I feel all the weight of wanting to do good and not being able to do it because of the lack of disposition of those who must receive it. Oh, how hard it is wanting to do good, having it prepared and ready to give it, and finding no one who would receive it. Now, you must know that, when my fiat places itself in the act of operating, it has the same power, wisdom, immensity and multiplicity of effects which its single act produces. If only it decides to go out into its divine field of action, its act possesses balance between one and the other, and contains the same value, weight and measure. My divine will, in going out into its field of action and creation, made display of such great magnificence of works, so much so, that man himself is incapable of numbering them all and of comprehending the right value of each work. And even though he sees them, touches them and enjoys its beneficial effects, yet he can be called the first little ignorant one of creation. Who can tell how much light and heat the sun contains? How many effects it produces, and what the light is formed of? No one. Yet, I'll see it and feel its heat. And so with all other things. Now, my redemption holds hands with creation, and possesses as many acts for as many as creation possesses. They are in perfect balance, one with the other, because creation was an act of my divine will, and an act of it was redemption. Now, having to do another of its acts in the great fiat voluntatia on earth as it is in heaven, many other acts are there ready in my divine fiat, in such a way that they will have the triple balance of acts, the same value, weight and measure. And in seeing myself forced to wait, and feeling within myself the multiplicity of the acts I want to do, and not doing them because the kingdom of my fiat is not known and does not reign on earth, I feel such tiredness, that I become fidgety and I say, "How is it possible that they do not want to receive my goods?" And I remain afflicted because my acts, the power of my divine volition, its light, its happiness and beauty, do not bind themselves as brothers with the creatures, and do not run into their midst. Therefore, compassionate me if you see me and hear me taciturn. It is the too much tiredness I feel from so much waiting that reduces me to silence.